Well, welcome back, everybody. It has been an amazing journey through Galatians, and we're coming up to the last couple of weeks of our study here, and it really has been great. It's been Paul bringing us through this understanding that the gospel is 100% reliant on the work that Jesus did for us, not what we can do to fulfill some sort of moral or rule-based system, because we can't. Our personalities, our flesh, as Paul puts it, our human nature just cannot do it. And so Paul is going to summarize kind of the whole thing in these in Galatians 6, chapter verse 7 through 10. And in these four verses, he really gets to the heart of what he's been trying to say. And he says this. He says, "Do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit." And then he says this, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith." And really, the main theme, of course, is that if we try to live by our sinful nature, we'll harvest decay, we'll harvest death. We've been talking about that for the last few weeks, that there is nothing that we can do in our own power that will actually lead to good. And that goes all the way back to Paul using Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and the man's scheming plans, the working it through with the flesh, caused lots and lots of problems. But it was the plan of God living by the Spirit that produced Isaac and, of course, the people of Israel. And so here we have just this summary. Whenever you try to do it on your own, you will harvest decay. And then Paul says, but if you live to please the Spirit, you will harvest good things, eternal things. But I want to focus really quickly on what Paul says next, because he says, so let's not tired of doing good. And I was thinking about that. The fact that Paul says that in and of itself means that we must tire of doing good. There is a natural proclivity to get tired of doing good. And as I thought about that, Paul went on to say, if we don't give up at the right time, then we will reap a harvest that is amazing. He says, if we don't give up and at the right time. And so I was thinking about those together and realized that a lot of times we do tire of doing good because it's not always easy. It's not the things that we want to do naturally. It's not the way we want to spend our time. It's not the way we want to spend our money. It's sometimes uncomfortable because we have to do good things to people who we might not know. And so all that is sometimes difficult or tiring for the human spirit. And we must not tire is what Paul says. And the other thing that he says is at the right time, if we don't give up. And so I realize that sometimes we get tired, not because we're not seeing results, if that makes sense. We are a results-driven culture. And so when we do these tiring things, if we see results, they're great. It's kind of like when you exercise. When you start to see results, you want to do more, but the frustrating period of time when you first start exercising or the first few weeks where you're not really either, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain muscle or whatever it is, you don't see all those things right away. And oftentimes, at least this is true in my life, is that's when I want to give up, when I don't see the results, when I'm not actively seeing gains or seeing victory after victory after victory in whatever I'm trying to do. And that's the same in our life. When we do the hard things, but we don't necessarily see the harvest right away, I think that can get tiring. But what the Holy Spirit wants us to do and what Paul is saying here is don't give up. Don't give up, because there is a harvest that is coming that God knows exactly the right time. We don't. And that should be comforting to us as we engage in planting a church, as we do this hard work of seeing the kingdom of God expand in the Portland area. This is not easy work. And there are going to be days that it's going to feel hard and days that we want to give up. But for all of us, the encouragement here is don't give up. Just wait, just keep doing and never tire of doing good, especially to those in the family of believers. So it doesn't matter who, doesn't matter when we get the opportunity to do what is good, then that will not return void. And that's what Paul is saying. Don't give up, stay the course, keep doing good. And that's my prayer for us, is that as we engage in this, no matter how difficult it might feel or seem, that we become people of endurance so that we can see the harvest that God has planned for us and for the city. So until we meet again on Sunday, I can't wait, but have a blessed day.